In the midst of a tense standoff with North Korea over nuclear proliferation, the United States is proceeding with plans to move troops away from the North Korean border. Some analysts say that move, away from the demilitarized zone and out of the range of northern artillery, could increase Pyongyang's fears of a U.S. attack. In an unusual forum this week in San Diego, North Korean officials said that their country's pursuit of nuclear weapons is motivated by fear of the United States. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
It is difficult to gain insight into the thinking of the isolated regime of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. So this week's conference, co-sponsored by the Stanley Foundation and the University of California at San Diego, was a rare opportunity. The State Department issued visas for four North Korean officials, one from the UN mission in New York and three from the Foreign Ministry in Pyongyang. They and 16 American analysts spent 2 days discussing security issues. Professor Susan Shirk, director of the university's Institute on Global Conflict and Cooperation, said the war in Iraq seems to have had a big impact on North Korea.
They concluded from the Iraq war that nothing would stop the United States, not even, they say, the Russian and Chinese vetoes in the UN, not even the doubts of the world community, and therefore they feel very threatened.
Since the nuclear standoff began, North Korea has suggested it might trade its nuclear program for a non-aggression pact and other concessions from Washington. Shirk says the North Koreans in San Diego made it clear that they still are willing to negotiate the nuclear issue.
They're prepared to give it up if they could be persuaded that we don't have hostile intent toward them and that we won't attack them.
Shirk and a Senate staffer who also attended the conference say that the North Koreans have a list of demands, the same demands they apparently put forth in a three-way meeting in Beijing in April with the United States and China. Shirk concedes that the demands seem presumptuous after the North Koreans reneged on previous agreements to terminate their nuclear weapons activity.
But if you actually listen to the substance, there's nothing in it that's terribly costly to us at all. They just want us to get out of the way of their economic reform.
One way the United States could do that, Professor Shirk says, would be to allow the World Bank and IMF to assist the poverty-stricken North. One of the most worrisome aspects of the nuclear standoff is that as time passes, North Korea could be producing material for nuclear weapons. The United States says it wants to resolve the issue peacefully, but so far the United States is holding to a tough line. John Bolton, Undersecretary of State for Arms Control, emphasized that point Wednesday before the House International Relations Committee.
We continue to insist that North Korea must terminate its nuclear weapons program completely, verifiably, and irreversibly. And there will be no inducements to get them to do so.
There are suspicions in some quarters that North Korea, despite what was said in San Diego and elsewhere, has no intention of trading away the nuclear card. Stephen Linton has been to North Korea more than 60 times in his work with the Eugene Bell Foundation, a private humanitarian group.
I'm not very sanguine on the notion that North Koreans will give up at least the suspicion that they may have a nuclear program, because according to their logic, that's precisely the major card they have to guarantee their national survival.
Susan Shirk says the North Koreans are convinced that Iraq would not have been attacked if it had had a nuclear deterrent. She says that if the United States is going to resolve the nuclear threat on the Korean Peninsula, Washington needs to address North Korea's fears in a credible way. But that, of course, would require negotiations, and true negotiations require some form of compromise. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.